Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling the mess of modern life and rewiring our brains for success. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's haunting most of us. That little voice in your head, the one that whispers doubts, criticizes every move, and makes you question everything you do. Yeah, I'm talking about your inner critic. Ever feel like you're constantly being judged, even when you're alone? You know that feeling when you trip over air and instantly replay it in your head 100 times, analyzing every detail of your epic fail. That's your inner critic at work, folks. And trust me, we all have one. But the good news is, we can learn to silence it, manage its negativity, and even turn it into a powerful ally. Now, I'm not saying you need to become some Zen master overnight, but understanding how this inner critic works is the first step to reclaiming your power. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tame that beast. First up, recognize that your inner critic isn't always a bad thing. Think of it like that annoying, overprotective sibling who just wants what's best for you. Sometimes their criticism can be constructive feedback disguised as negativity. Learning to differentiate between genuine advice and harsh self-judgment is crucial. Second, understand the root cause. Your inner critic often stems from past experiences, insecurities, or even societal pressures. What events in your life have shaped these negative thought patterns? Identifying those triggers can help you address them head-on. It's like tracing back the source of a leak in your house. Once you find it, you can fix it. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. When that inner voice starts spewing negativity, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this claim? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is more dramatic and exaggerated than reality. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and focus on learning and growing. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance even when things aren't perfect. Finally, cultivate positive self-talk. Replace those negative whispers with affirmations and encouraging statements. Tell yourself you're capable, strong, and deserving of success. You wouldn't put down a friend, so don't treat yourself that way. Think about it. You're constantly bombarded with messages telling you what you should be, how you should look, and what you should achieve. It's easy to get caught up in the noise and start believing those voices over your own intuition. But remember, you are the ultimate authority on your own life. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your inner critic might start whispering things like, "What if I forget what to say? Everyone will think I'm stupid. I'm not good enough for this." Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try replacing them with positive affirmations. "I've prepared well and have valuable information to share. My voice matters, and I have something important to contribute. This is an opportunity to grow and learn." See the difference? By consciously choosing your words, you can shift your mindset from fear and self-doubt to confidence and empowerment. So there you have it, 5 powerful tools to silence your inner critic and reclaim your inner power. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in your ability to achieve amazing things. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Share your thoughts on today's episode, let me know what resonated with you, and tell me about a time when you successfully silenced your inner critic. I want to hear your stories. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes where we'll continue to untangle the mess of modern life together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.